This is Dr. Dave, and in this podcast, I'm going to show you how to strong-arm your mind. There's a lot of push and shove going on in mood disorders, and you're the one who's getting pushed around. Too often, your inner voice beats you up and forces you into a corner. And after it knocks you down, it doesn't stop the assault. It just keeps pummeling you with more negative and depressing thoughts. If you're going to break the back of negative thinking and chase depression out of your mind, you must do some pushing and shoving of your own. You'll have to pump some mental iron and deliver a knockout punch to all the depressing thoughts that have been giving you such a hard time. You're going to have to strong-arm your mind. What do I mean when I say strong-arm your mind? It's really quite simple. Instead of just sitting there taking mental abuse, you're going to strike back and give your mind a push in a positive direction. Instead of your negative thoughts pushing you around, you're going to start pushing back, and there are dozens of ways that you can do it. Although you may feel like you have puny mental muscles, the truth is you are stronger than you think. In addition, God is on your side, and He will give you all the power you need to win this battle if you're willing to take the fight to the enemy. I have created a do list that shows you how to strong-arm your mind. When negative and depressing thoughts start their game of push and shove, here are 20 things you can do to regain command and control and push these unwelcome intruders out of your mind. Number 1. Use power graphics to push your mind in a positive direction. When negative thoughts raise their ugly head, immediately decapitate them with positive power graphics. Number 2. Use the World Wide Web to push your mind in a positive direction. My websites are full of positive power. I've created a positive web ring that shows you how to become a positive person. You can be as positive as you want. All you need to do is put positive things into your mind. Visit all the websites on my positive web ring and make your life better today. Number 3. Listen to inspirational messages on PositiveThinkingRadio.com. I stream positive messages around the world. Turn on your computer and visit my website and start filling your mind with good things. Number 4. Look at photographs of your dreams. The battle against depression is won on the battlefield of focus, and you need to focus your mind on your dreams. You need to project your dreams on the motion picture screen of your mind. You can do this with still photographs or video footage. I looked at a picture of Bora Bora for years before I actually arrived there in my own yacht. Your mind loves thinking in pictures, so give it something positive to look at. It will instantly push your mental focus in a positive direction. Number 5. Turn on power music and listen to the sound of your dreams. Music creates an internal fireworks display that's fun to experience. When you listen to music, your entire physiology changes and you start marching to the sound of your dreams. Pre-select music that pushes your mind in a positive direction, and when the voice of negativity starts its assault, drown it out with positive music. Number 6. Listen to inspirational recordings from audio cassettes. If you want to create a positive focus in your mind, listen to the recordings of Zig Ziglar. An hour of listening to Zig will change your entire day because your focus will instantly shift in a positive direction. Listening to an inspirational tape from Zig the first thing in the morning is like buying an insurance policy that guarantees you'll have a good day. Number 7. Perform a mind transplant using a positive book. Underline positive passages in your favorite inspirational books, and whenever negative thoughts start their assault, read through the passages that you've underlined. Number 8. Write your way to a positive mind. Take a paper and pencil and start copying positive thoughts from inspirational books. The act of writing will focus your mind on the positive thoughts that you're putting on paper. Number 9. Talk about positive things. What you talk about expands into your life. It's dangerous to talk about negative things because they will expand into your mind. Instead, start talking about positive things. Discipline yourself to say at least 2 positive things to everyone you meet. Number 10. Create a positive neuroassociation that puts you in an empowered state. Take your right fist and place it firmly in the palm of your left hand. As you do this, repeat the following affirmation. God loves me and accepts me the way I am, but he loves me too much to let me stay that way. He loves me from the top of my head to the tip of my toes, and it doesn't get any better than that. There is no limit to how good my life can become when I open my heart and mind to the power of his love. For as long as I'm alive, I will max out on God's love. Repeat this affirmation 20 times, and each time you do it, place your right fist solidly into the palm of your left hand. After you do it enough times, you will discover that whenever you repeat this gesture, you will be reminded that the power of God's love is flowing into your heart and mind. It will make a big difference in your life if you repeat it until you feel its positive power. The inner emotional skeptic will feel strangely positive, and you will start to feel better. Number 11, love yourself as you are. God loves you and accepts you as you are, and you should too. If it's good enough for God, it should be good enough for you. Number 12, act as if you're a positive person. To become a positive person, you must do the things that positive people do. You have to do it before you can feel it. When you act as if you're a positive person, it's not long before you become one. Practice doesn't make you perfect, but it does make you more positive. Live as if you're a positive person and practice being positive each day of your life. Number 13, live as if you're a forgiving person. Living as if you're a forgiving person is the only way you can ever become one. You have to do it before you can feel it. You must practice forgiveness until it actually happens. Practice doesn't make you perfect, but it does make you more forgiving. Live as if you're a forgiving person and practice forgiveness each day of your life. Number 14, live as if you're a loving person. To become a loving person, you must do the things that loving people do. You have to do it before you can feel it. When you act as if you're a loving person, it's not long before you become one. Practice doesn't make you perfect, but it does make you more loving. Live as if you're a loving person and practice being loving each day of your life. Number 15, repeat positive self-talk to push your mind in a positive direction. My book, Maximum Strength Positive Thinking, is jam-packed full of positive self-talk. Repeat the positive self-talk until your mind starts repeating it back to you. Memorize the following passage from Maximum Strength Positive Thinking. Although I can't control all the events of my life, I can control what I put into my mind. I have sufficient control over my mind to shape the outcome of my life in a way that reflects my goals and aspirations. I have an infinite number of future lives that I can live, and the way I run my mind determines which of them it will be. Number 16, memorize positive affirmations. Repeat the mega affirmation until your mind starts repeating it back to you. This is the mega affirmation. When I jump into God's ocean of love, my life is never the same. I am born spiritually and I become a new person. Old things pass away and all things become new. I look at the world through new eyes and listen with new ears. I think new thoughts, take new actions, and have a new life. God's love changes the way that I think and feel. His love washes the toxic waste out of my mind and gives me a clean mind and a pure heart. My old way of thinking and feeling is gone. My mistakes and failures are cast into God's ocean of love. For the first time in my life, I dare to call God my Father and live as one of His children. Each day I jump into God's ocean of love and have a life-transforming experience. Dabbling in it will never do. This is not something I do just once, and the positive effects last for a lifetime. I must do it every day for the rest of my life. For as long as I live, I will max out on God's love. Number 17, perform physical exercise. Vigorous physical exercise releases endorphins that have a mood-elevating effect. For several hours after the exercise, your sense of well-being is unequivocally positive. The exercise doesn't have to be vigorous. Even moderate levels of exertion can have a positive effect. Number 18, go for a walk in the park. A walk in the park or a small hike can be a positive experience that cleanses the mind of negative thoughts. People who are shut-ins simply blossom when they get outside in the fresh air. Their world suddenly expands and they feel as if they have been released from prison. It's like the dawning of a new day and the onset of spring after a long, hard winter. Number 19. Open your heart and mind to the power of God's love so it can give you a completely new way of thinking and feeling. God's love is the most positive and the most powerful force in the universe, and you need to have its salubrious effect at work inside your heart and mind. When your heart and mind are full of God's love, they are exactly the way that God meant for them to be. In fact, there is no limit to how good your life can become when God's love fills your heart and mind. And number 20, practice God's presence each moment of the day. When God made the world, He didn't walk away or turn His back on His creation. God is still alive and at work in His world. Each day He pours His love into the human heart and keeps the world from self-destruction. The power and presence of God in the world is love. Whenever you see love, you're seeing God's hand at work. You need to focus on God's love and then pass it on to other people in order to feel His presence and power. This list shows you that there are plenty of things you can do to push your mind in a positive direction, and none of these things are high-tech or cost a great deal of money. Strong-arming your mind is mainly a matter of self-discipline. You don't need to be a genius or to talk to a therapist to push your mind in a positive direction. You simply need to become proactive and use your common sense. When you feel down and depressed, you may be so overwhelmed by the voice of depression that you believe you can't do the 20 things listed. And if that's the case, don't try to do all 20. Only do a couple of them. You'll probably be surprised to find that after you do 2 or 3, you'll be able to work your way further down the list, and before long, you will realize that you're taking back command and control of your mind. Winning the battle against depression is hard, but it's not impossible. And you're not in this battle alone. God is on your side, and if you let the power of His love flow into your heart and mind, you will win this battle. Remember, if you want to have a mind free from depression, nobody can stop you.